Masechet Sanhedrin Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey, a donin lo es a shevet, velo es nabi a sheker, velo es kohen gadol, ella al pi bestin shel shivin becha. The shevet of which most of the people in the shevet served as Avodah Zarah. Only the bestin hagadol of 71 dayanim could judge the shevet and be mechayev and misa. And the nabi a sheker is somebody that said a nevuah that he never heard from Hashem. He made up the nevuah. And he is chayev misa. Only a Bezen HaGadol 71 could judge him, and a Kohen Gadol that did an Avera of which there is a Chiyav Misa, it judged only from the Bezen HaGadol of 71 Dayanim. Ve'ein Moitzin L'Mochemet HaRishuz Ela Alpi Bezdin Shel Shivim Be'echa. A Melech cannot go out and fight a war with his enemies if it is a Mochemet HaRishuz. Any Mochama that is not either a Mochama with Amalek or the Mochama of Zion Amamim, the Mechama Klai Yisrael made with the Zion Amen when they entered Eretz Yisrael, only those Mechamas are considered a Mechemes Mitzvah. Any other type of Mechama that Klai Yisrael fights with his neighbor when the war was not instigated from the enemy, this is called a Mechemes Hereshus, and Klai Yisrael cannot fight this Mechama unless they have the authority to do so from the Beis Din HaGadol of 71 Dayanim. Ein Moisifin Ala Ir Ba'al Ha'azaros Ella al pi bezdin shel shivim ve'echad. We cannot expand kedushas Yerushalayim, as Yerushalayim has more kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and we do not have the authority to expand Yerushalayim and to be mosif on the kedusha, or to be mosif on the azara of the Beit Hamikdash, as the azara has more kedusha than the rest of Yerushalayim. We can only expand Yerushalayim or the azara if we have the authority to do so from the Bezer HaGadol of 71 Dayanim. Ein Oisin Sanhedrias L'Shvatim Ela Api Bezin Shel Shivim Be'echa. We cannot establish a Sanhedrin for any one of the Shvatim unless we have the authority to do so from the Bezer HaGadol of 71 Dayanim. Ein Oisin Ir HaNidachas Ela Api Bezin Shel Shivim Be'echa. We cannot judge a city and make it an Eir HaNidachas, which is that a city of which most people in that city serve Avodah Zarah. The din is, the Torah tells us, Haket, Haket, Yoshve Eir Lefi Cheret. The people in the city are judged to death by sword, and then the city is then burnt to the ground. Everything is burnt, and we cannot rebuild that city ever. That's an Eir HaNidachas, and only the Beis Din of Shivim Be'echad can judge a city to make it into an Eir HaNidachas. Ve'ein oisin ir hanidachas b'spar. We do not make an ir hanidachas on the border, a city which is on the border of Eretz Yisrael. We do not burn that city. Instead, if most of the people in the city served Avodah Zarah, they would be killed, but the city would not be burnt to the ground, as we are afraid, since the city is on the border, maybe the enemy will invade Eretz Yisrael from where this city was burnt. Velo shalosh avo osin achas. If there are three cities that are near each other, then all three cities, most of the inhabitants, serve Avodah Zarah. We would not make the three cities into Ari HaNidachas, but we would make one city or two cities that are near each other into Ari HaNidachas. Masechet Sanhedrin Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Sanhedrin Gdoila Hoysa Shel Shivim Ve'echad Uktana Shel Esrim Ushlosh. The Sanhedrin HaGadol, the Bezer HaGadol, was made up of 71 Dayanim, and a Sanhedrin Kitana, the smallest Sanhedrin that has the authority to judge Dinei Nefashos, would be made up of 23 Dayanim. Uminayin L'Gdoila Shehi Shel Shivim Be'echad. How do we know that the Bezen HaGadol is made up of 71 Dayanim? Shenemar Espoli Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to gather together 70 people from the Zikne Yisrael to make up a Sanhedrin. Umosha Agabeh. Moshe would be on top of them. Moshe would be included in the Sanhedrin. Hare Shivim Be'echad. We have altogether 71 members of the Sanhedrin, including Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Shivim. Rabbi Yehuda says the Beis Din HaGadol was made up of only 70 members, as Rabbi Yehuda holds that Moshe Rabbeinu was not included in the Sanhedrin in the Midbar. Uminayin Laktana Shehi Shel Esrim Ushlosha. How do we know that a smaller Sanhedrin that has the authority to judge Dinei Nefashos is made up of 23 Dayanim? Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'shaftu ha'eda, v'hitzilu ha'eda, eda shofetes, ve'eda matzelas, harei kanes." The Pasuk tells us that we need to have enough members of the Sanhedrin to have one Eda Shofet and one Eda Matzel, meaning at least 10 people that could be Mechayev the Baal Din, and another 10 people that could be Mizakeh the Baal Din. Altogether, that's 20 people. Uminayin le'Eda Shehi Asara. How do we know when the Pasuk says Eda, it is referring to 10 people? Shenemar ad Masai le'Eda Hara Hazos Yasu Yehoshua V'Kala. As the Pasuk says, referring to the Meraglim, the Pasuk says they are Eda Hara. Now there are 10 Meraglim, excluding Yeshua B'Kalev, and Yeshua B'Kalev are not included in that which it says Eda Hara, as Yeshua B'Kalev did not say Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. So we see that the Pasuk calls 10 people an Eda. Uminayin Lahavi Ochlosha. How do we know, besides the 20 people that we mentioned above, that we need to bring another 3 Dayanim to make up a Sanhedrin of 23? Mimashma shenemar lotia achrei rabim laroz shomeani she'eya imahem latok. From the fact that the Pasuk says that we do not follow the rove dayanim that want to go l'ra, if most of the dayanim want to be mechayev the Baal Din and we do not follow this rove, we can infer from there that if rove the dayanim want to go l'tova, they want to be mezakeh the Baal Din, that we would follow the rove. Im kein lamanemar achrei rabim lahatov. If so, why do the Pasuk have to say that we follow the Rabbim if they want to go Latova? We already know that we follow the Rabbim Latova. The answer is, the Pasuk is teaching us, Lo kahatiyascha Latova, hatiyascha Lera, hatiyascha Latova, alpi echad, hatiyascha Lera, alpi shnayim. We do not follow the Rov the same way we do when the Rov is going Latova, that they want to be mezakeh. Then when we do, when the rove wants to be mechayev, when the rove is going l'ra. And the Pasuk is telling us that if the rove that is going l'tova, that want to be mezakeh, has only one extra member, then the other members of the Sanhedrin that want to be mechayev, there's one extra member of Sanhedrin that wants to be mezakeh more than there are members that want to be mechayev, we would follow the rove that want to be mezakeh. But if the rove of the Sanhedrin want to be mechayev the Baal Din, then there would have to be at least two extra members of the Sanhedrin that want to be Mechayev more than there are members of the Sanhedrin that want to be Mezakeh. If there are two extra members that want to be Mechayev, we would follow the Rosh Sanhedrin that want to be Mechayev. This we learn from the Pasuk of Achrei Rabim Lahatos. So now we know that we need to have at least 22 members of the Sanhedrin. Because we have already said earlier that we need to have at least enough members that there would be one Eda Shofet and one Eda Matzah, 10 people that will be Mechayev and 10 people that will be Mezakeh. Now, we can't make a psak from there. 10 are Mechayev and 10 are Mezakeh, so we don't have a rove in either direction, so we cannot make a psak. So we need to add on at least two extra dayanim so we can make a psak, either Lechiev or Lepator. As if 10 are Mechayev and 10 are Mezakeh, we need to add an extra two, as we need an extra two that would say that he is Chayev in order to be Mechayev a person. So altogether, we now have 22. Ve'ein bezdin shakol moisifin aleim od echad. 22 would not suffice, as we cannot have a bezdin that has an even number of members, as maybe they will split 11 l'chayev and 11 l'ptor. We will not be able to make a psak in either direction. So we have to add an extra one more than the 22. We need to have 23 members to make up a Sanhedrin katana harikan esrim u'shlosha. Altogether, 23. Bekama yehe be'ir utehe ruya l'sanhedrin mea be'efrim. How many people need to be living in a city in order that that city would deserve a Sanhedrin of 23 people? The Mishnah tells us if 120 people live in the city, then it would be big enough to have a Sanhedrin. Rabbi Nechemya oimer masayim u'shloshim keneged sarei asaros. Rabbi Nechemya says the city needs to have at least 230 people living in the city in order to deserve a Sanhedrin, as each dying would be like a Sarei Asaros. He would be like a dying for 10 people, as there are 23 Dayanim and 230 members living in the city.